All right, let's dive into something almost everyone scrolling Instagram has probably wondered about at some point. Reels.
Oh, yeah.
They're quick, they're catchy, they're just everywhere. And honestly, sometimes they're just impossible to scroll past, right?
Totally. They really hook you in.
But what happens when you find that one? You know, the truly inspiring clip or something hilarious or maybe like a vital piece of info you absolutely have to keep for later maybe, or to share with someone who isn't on Instagram or just to watch offline.
It's a really common dilemma, isn't it? And what's fascinating, I think, is how much the whole landscape has changed, especially looking ahead to 2025.
How so?
Well, with Instagram's platform constantly evolving, their AI getting smarter, finding safe and effective ways to actually save those reels, it's not as simple as it used to be.
Right.
A lot of the tools out there just, well, they don't work reliably anymore. Or worse, they might come with some hidden risks.
Okay, and that's precisely what we're here to figure out today. This is our mission for this deep dive, cutting through all that noise.
Yes, sorting the good from the bad.
Exactly. We're going to guide you through what we've found to be the most trusted, high-quality, safe, fast, and this is key watermark-free Instagram Reels downloaders for 2025.
Covering all the bases.
We'll look at everything. From those simple browser tools, the ones that don't need a login, right up to the more powerful desktop solutions and even those handy mobile apps. Plus, and this is super important, we're definitely going to tackle the essential legal, ethical, and safety stuff you absolutely need to keep in mind.
Crucial points, though.
So whether you're maybe a content creator building a mood board or a social media manager tracking trends or honestly just someone who loves saving great content, we're going to help you download smarter and definitely safer today.
Sounds like a plan.
So let's kick off with the really basic question. Beyond just, you know, casual browsing, why would you really need to save an Instagram reel? And I know I've definitely gone down that rabbit hole.
Haven't we all?
Scrolling for hours and then kicking myself later because I didn't save that one hilarious cat video or that brilliant tutorial I saw, and then poof, it's gone.
Right. And beyond just like personal archiving so you don't lose stuff, there's a real strategic why for different people.
Okay, like what?
Well, think about content creators. For them, it's about building a solid visual swipe file, right? Collecting inspiring reels for their next project, maybe dissecting viral trends to see what works.
Ah, makes sense. For their own strategy.
Exactly.
Yes.
Or just curating examples of great storytelling. For marketers, it could be competitive analysis, seeing what rivals are up to. Or maybe gathering user-generated content, with permission, of course.
Educators, too, maybe.
Definitely. Educators might curate relevant examples for lessons. The thing is, Instagram itself doesn't always make saving content easy for these kinds of purposes.
Right.
So these third-party tools, they become less about just pure convenience and more about enabling smarter content strategy and, you know, personal learning in this really dynamic digital space.
That totally reframes it. It makes saving a reel seem much more, well, purposeful than just a random click.
I think it can be, yeah.
But, okay, before we get too excited about all the cool tools, we have to talk about the elephant in the room. Probably the most critical part of this whole deep dive, the legal and ethical side.
Absolutely essential.
What do we absolutely need to know before we even think about hitting download?
This is, yeah, super crucial. And it brings up that important question. How do we respect the creators while still being able to save stuff for our own, you know, personal use?
Right.
The core principle is pretty clear. Downloading content without the creator's explicit permission can get you into trouble with copyright rules. It's their work.
Okay. So the main rule.
The mandatory use case has to be always download reels for personal private use only. That's the baseline.
Personal use only. Got it.
And there's a strict no-no on using downloaded content for redistribution, republishing, or trying to make money off it without getting explicit consent from the person who made it.
Okay, that seems clear. No re-uploading or selling.
Right. Now, downloading for your own personal offline viewing, or maybe archiving something you want to refer back to, that's generally seen as acceptable. But using it for commercial purposes without permission, that can lead to pretty serious copyright issues, and it directly violates Instagram's terms of service.
So stick to personal use.
Personal use is the key distinction. And look, if you do plan to share it somewhere permitted, like maybe in a closed group for discussion, always credit the original creator.
Good point. Credit is vital.
And for any commercial use, you absolutely must get explicit permission or look for content that's specifically under a Creative Commons license.
What does that mean, Creative Commons?
That means the creator has already given permission for others to use and share their work, usually under certain conditions, like giving credit or not changing it.
Okay, that's a really critical distinction to understand. Personal use is the safe zone.
Pretty much, yeah.
So if we follow that rule, what's the next big hurdle, I'm guessing? Safety.
Yeah.
Navigating the risks of these third-party tools.
Bingo. Safety first isn't just a cliche here. It's like rule number one.
What are the absolute non-negotiables for staying safe when looking for a downloader?
Okay, there's one major red flag.
Oh.
You should never, ever ignore this. Avoid any service that asks for your Instagram login details, your username and password.
Never give those out.
Absolutely not. That's a huge security risk.
Yes.
Just steer clear. Full stop.
Okay. What should we look for instead?
Look for tools that use HTTPS encryption. You know, the little padlock icon and the S in the website address?
Yeah.
That means it's a secure, encrypted connection for your data.
Mm-hmm.
Also, look for a clean, straightforward interface, not something cluttered with tons of pop-ups or really intrusive ads.
Right, those can be sketchy.
Generally speaking, browser-based downloaders, the ones that don't require logins or app installs, tend to be the safer bet. Why? Because they don't need direct access to your account.
That makes sense. Less access, less risk.
Exactly. Now, as an extra precaution, if you're particularly worried about IP tracking or anything like that, you could consider using a VPN.
A virtual private network.
Right. It basically masks your internet identity,
right,
adding another layer of privacy. It's optional, but something to think about.
Good tip.
And it's important to just acknowledge the risk. Some less reputable tools might contain malware or ask for suspicious permissions, especially some mobile apps, so you have to be vigilant.
Does Instagram track this stuff, like browser downloads?
They don't explicitly track simple browser-based downloads, no.
Yeah.
But apps that require your login details,
yeah,
that's different. Those definitely pose a higher risk to your account security because Instagram can potentially see that activity.
Okay, that's a really solid framework for safety. So, bottom line, never give up your login details, no matter how cool a feature looks.
That's the golden rule.
Right. Now, let's get to the fun part. The actual tools, there are so many out there. Can you maybe walk us through the main categories and give us some examples? Help us understand what fits different needs.
Absolutely. Let's break it down. The tools generally fall into a few main buckets, each with its own strengths and, you know, ideal user. First up, we've got browser-based tools. The big advantage here isn't just that they're fast. It's the flexibility and the anonymity they offer.
So, anonymity.
Well, think about it. You can grab a Proco real quickly, without needing to sign into anything, without leaving a direct trace connected to your personal Instagram account.
Ah, I see. No installation, no login.
Exactly. These are perfect if you're just casually exploring a trend, grabbing a funny meme someone sent you, or saving a recipe you saw, all without committing to installing an app or logging in.
Makes sense for quick grabs.
Yeah. And they usually support high-quality downloads, have really user-friendly interfaces, and work well on both desktop and mobile browsers.
Okay, any specific examples that stand out?
Sure. A few popular and reliable ones are Snap Insta. That's a top online tool. Known for full resolution, usually ad-free or minimal ads, clean interface, very fast. Igram.io. This one's a bit of a powerhouse. It handles reels, but also photos, IGTV, regular videos, often lets you choose different quality settings. Again, no installation or login needed. Reelit.io. This one's a bit newer, but people seem to like its ad-free approach. It focuses on downloading HD reels without watermarks, pretty much instantly. Instatp.io, originally known for downloading high-res profile pictures, but it's also a fast and secure reel downloader. Same deal. No install, no login. Save Insta.app. This is often a fan favorite. Generally reliable, clean layout, high-speed downloads, and crucially, no extra branding or watermarks added to the video.
Wow, okay, lots of good browser options there. What's next?
Moving up a level, we have desktop applications. Now, these are generally geared more towards, let's say, the professional user or someone who needs more control and maybe deals with higher volume.
Like content creators or social media managers.
Exactly. Or maybe digital archivists, people who need more advanced features. Key things here often include bulk downloads, sometimes the ability to access private accounts.
Wait, private accounts? I thought you said.
Ah, good catch.
Yeah.
Yes, but this should only be for accessing your own private content, or content from an account where you have explicit verified permission from the owner. Never for snooping.
Okay, important clarification. Phew.
Very important. These desktop apps might also offer downloads from entire profiles, different format choices, various resolutions, and sometimes automatic watermark removal if the original had one.
Gotcha. Any examples here?
Two strong contenders are 4K Stogram. This one's really good for mass downloads. You can pull content directly using Instagram usernames or hashtags. It's available for Windows, Mac, and Linux, offering really pro-level control. Video Hunter. This is typically paid software, though it usually has a trial. Its big selling point is support for downloading reels in true 4K resolution, and it can even extract just the audio track.
Yep.
If you need the absolute highest video fidelity, this is probably the one to look at.
4K, wow. Okay, that's definitely for high-end needs. What else is out there?
Then we get into open source and professional grade tools. These offer like maximum flexibility and often strong bulk management capabilities. They're usually aimed at more tech-savvy users or professionals managing really large content archives.
Sounds a bit more complex.
Can be, yeah. For instance, Instaloader. This is a tool based on Python. That means it's essentially a script you run from a command line. It requires a little setup, but for those comfortable with that, it offers unmatched flexibility for downloading reels, entire profiles, full posts, with incredible privacy and control. It's for the user who wants deep customization. Inflagged Instagram Downloader. This one positions itself as professional grade. It supports bulk downloads, searching by hashtags and users. It has premium tiers, but even its free version usually allows basic reel downloads without sacrificing quality. It kind of bridges the gap, offering some login-based features, but also basic downloads without needing registration.
Okay, Instaloader sounds powerful, but maybe not for everyone. Inflax seems like a solid pro option. Now, what about mobile? For a lot of us, doing this on our phone is the dream, right?
It really is the ultimate convenience, isn't it?
But I'm sensing a butt coming. I bet there's a significant catch we need to be aware of with mobile apps.
You are absolutely right to be cautious. Mobile apps do provide a really smooth, integrated experience, especially for people who save reels frequently.
Like one tap and it's done.
Pretty much. Imagine seeing a reel, tapping a button right there in the app or via a share menu, and boom, it's saved to your phone. Many also have built-in galleries to organize your saves, maybe do quick edits, or even handle reposting if that's allowed.
Super convenient for on the go.
Totally. The convenience for managing content right from your phone is unmatched. Some examples you might find are apps like Reels Downloader for Instagram. There are several with similar names, like one by ETM Video Downloader on Android, or perhaps RealSave, which sometimes has versions for iOS and the web.
Okay, so what's the catch?
Here it is, and it's crucial. Because of the strict guidelines from the Apple App Store and Google Play Store regarding downloading from other platforms, These apps can be a bit unstable. They might be regionally restricted, meaning not available everywhere, or they might get removed from the stores altogether without much warning.
So they might just disappear.
Exactly. And more importantly, you must use these with extra caution. Always, always rigorously check the app permissions before you install. Ask yourself, does this app really need access to my contacts, my location, my microphone? If it seems excessive, it probably is.
Okay, that's a really important heads up for mobile apps. Convenience comes with risk.
Definitely a trade-off to consider carefully.
Wow. Okay, that's a fantastic rundown of the options. But for a listener trying to pick one, it could still feel a bit much.
Yeah, paralysis by analysis is real.
So let's try to boil it down. Let's bring it back to their specific needs. If I'm just a casual user, you know, I just want to save that one funny reel my friend sent me. What's my best bet? Simple and safe.
Right, that's the key question, isn't it? What's your main goal here? That's what dictates the best tool.
Okay.
So for that quick, no login casual solution, I'd say Snap Insta or SaveInsta.app are probably your go-to options. They're fast, they're generally reliable, and crucially, no login needed. Super hassle-free.
Perfect for the occasional save. What about the pros? Someone managing campaigns, needing lots of content.
Okay, if you're managing large content volumes, doing serious competitive analysis, or you're in marketing or social media management, then you'll likely want the power of 4K Stogram or Inflact. They offer the robust control, the batch downloading features you'll need.
Got it. What if the absolute priority is no watermark, like clean downloads only?
Good question. For users where watermark-free downloads are the absolute must-have, tools like Realit and iGram often specifically advertise and deliver on that, giving you clean, unbranded content.
Okay. And finally, for the pixel keepers, the ones who need the absolute best quality.
Yes. For the absolute highest quality, especially if you need that 4K resolution, or maybe you want to extract just the audio, Video Hunter is the tool designed for that highest fidelity output. Though remember, it's usually a paid tool.
Excellent summary. So it really depends on your priority. Speed, privacy, bulk downloads, or top quality.
Precisely. Think about what you need most, and that will point you to the right category and maybe even the right specific tool.
Okay, perfect. Before we wrap up, let's do a quick rapid-fire round. tackle some common questions I'm sure are on listeners' minds.
Let's do it. FAQs.
First one, can you actually download Reels from private Instagram accounts?
Almost always no. Most reputable tools, the safe ones, only work for public content. Trying to grab private Reels violates Instagram's terms, and honestly, legitimate downloaders just can't access them. It's a privacy boundary.
Good to know. Next, do these downloaders add their own watermarks or mess with the video quality?
Some free ones might, yeah. They might add their own little logo or compress the video. But the better downloaders, especially the ones we highlighted, usually make a point of offering HD or no watermark downloads. They aim to keep the original quality intact. Always check the tool's description for those features.
Makes sense. Okay, revisiting this one. Is it actually legal to download Instagram Reels?
Okay, the lawyerly answer is nuanced, but generally.
Yeah.
For your own personal offline viewing or just archiving something interesting, that's usually considered acceptable. But as we stressed earlier, republishing, sharing widely, or using it commercially without the creator's explicit permission, that can definitely lead to copyright problems. Purpose is everything.
Right. Personal use, okay. Sharing commercial use needs permission. Got it. Which tools are best for batch downloads? For those marketers or social media managers again.
For batch downloading, you'll want the more advanced tools. Think 4K Stogram or the pro versions of InFlac Downloader. They're specifically built for handling multiple downloads efficiently.
Okay, and last one. If you do get permission or you're using a Creative Commons reel, how do you make sure you're using it in a copyright compliant way, say, for a project?
Best practices. Always, always credit the original creator clearly. Avoid altering the content in ways they wouldn't approve of. For any commercial use, even with permission, make sure the terms are clear. If it's CC, follow the specific license terms like attribution, non-commercial, etc. And if you're dealing with lots of content professionally, tools like Pixie exist to help track image and video usage and rights. But for most people, the golden rule is simple. Get permission, give credit.
Fantastic advice. That really covers the bases.
Hope so.
This has been incredibly insightful, really breaking down how to navigate this whole world of Instagram Reels downloaders in 2025. We've looked at the why, the how, the absolutely critical legal and ethical points, and a whole range of tools.
Yeah, it's been a good deep dive. I think the key takeaways for everyone listening are pretty clear. First, choose wisely.
Yeah.
Pick a tool based on your specific needs. Are you casual or pro? Second, prioritize safety above all else. Seriously. Avoid any tool asking for your Instagram login. Stick to secure platforms, preferably browser-based if possible.
Definitely.
And maybe the most important takeaway. Always respect the rights of the content creators. Their work deserves it. Once you find a tool you trust and that works for you, maybe bookmark it. And check back occasionally for updates to make sure it's still safe and working well.
Excellent summary. Great advice. And as we wrap up today's deep dive, maybe one final thought for you, our listener, to carry forward.
Yeah, something to chew on. In 2025, you know, Instagram's not getting any less dynamic.
Yeah.
Having the right tool to download manage Reels can definitely save you time, maybe spark some creativity. But perhaps the real deep dive isn't just into the tools, but into our own habits.
How so?
Are we just kind of passively consuming all this amazing content? Or are we actively curating it with a purpose, using it to learn, to get inspired? And maybe the bigger question is, how can we do both consume and curate ethically and smartly? How do we keep learning and applying this kind of knowledge thoughtfully?
Yeah, that's a great point. Definitely something to mull over as you explore all the incredible content out there and hopefully find your perfect, safe, real feeding solution. Until next time, keep diving deep.